Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on public speaking natural fast. I'm going to keep messing around with this because what I'm really saying is, how do you become a natural at public speaking fast? Not over 8 years, not by doing it thousands of times. But the goal is, by the time you're done with this program, that you will already be very proficient at this. You may only have practiced it a couple times, but the frameworks, the ways of thinking, the protocols that we're going to be working through enable you to get very good fast. And as I keep laboring, one of the reasons is because you're learning to speak publicly in a way that you already do, naturally. Because you've been speaking in public your entire life. It's just we're talking about a different context here, aren't we? And one that tends to mess it up for people, that freaks them out, makes them nervous, makes them scared. In fact, more scared than death to stand up and say what they want to say in public. That will never again be the case for you. Because we're learning here to speak publicly, naturally, fast. By seeing it's nothing special. It's just speaking. You're already good at speaking. And you're going to have protocols that enable you to do it anytime, anywhere, for a bigger or smaller audience. And that is where this track is geared, for your audience. It's not about you speaking. Or you presenting, or what you have to say. In the end, all that matters is what are you there to do for your audience? How are you there to serve them? What are you there to serve them? Why are you serving them? What do you want them to experience? By the time you're done, what do you want your audience to be able to do? See, and this is where many speakers start out wrong. And in fact, many teachers of public speaking start out and end wrong. They get thinking about what you want to say, or how you want to sound, or what you want to do, or the standing ovation you want to get, when this is about your audience. What you want them to hear and feel, and for them to then be able to do. But of course, we're a very selfish bunch, aren't we? It's not our fault, it's science. It's a key mechanism of survival. The selfish gene in us gets us to think about us. It's like when you look at a group photograph, your brain automatically scans for you. Yes, it's not just you, it's all of us. The brain automatically is looking for that picture, that two-dimensional image that the brain is able to identify as you. And when we start out thinking of public speaking according to ourselves, not only does it lead us to be less effective for our audience in serving them in what they need, but it also retards our performance as well. That's because it puts all the pressure on us to perform. Now you become self-conscious. Like looking at that photo, you're thinking, how do I look? Do I look good? Rather than, did that photo capture the moment? And when you're on that stage thinking of your audience, delivering to them in this moment, you take a lot of the pressure off yourself on how you need to look, how you need to sound, how you need to be. And you unleash all of the best performance inside of you. Imagine you showed up at a pool and someone was in there flailing around drowning. You wouldn't dive in thinking about how good you look, how good your dive is, what people might think of your dive. Yet, if you were at a pool with a high diving board, with all these people around looking, you might be standing up there more self-conscious. But when the context becomes serving that other person, saving that other person's life, now you're just fully engaged in this task. You're no longer self-conscious. It's no longer about you and how you look or how you sound. It's about what you have come here to do. And when you're honed in on your audience, all this gets unleashed in you, becomes easy for you. You no longer need to think about how do you sound, how do you look, what are you doing. Instead, you're looking out at your audience, not even thinking, just registering. How do they look? What do they need to hear? How can I more effectively move them? What more am I delivering for them? What do they need to receive to get the most value out of this now? And then to be able to take this and do what you want them to be able to do. Do you see how preparing yourself for your audience enables you to deliver this best of you? It's like self-defense. There's no such thing as self-defense. See, as long as you're thinking about defending yourself or trying not to get hurt by somebody, you're playing off the back foot. You're worried, you're fearful, and you can never be effective at defending yourself that way. Instead, you want to see it as protecting yourself by attacking them. It's not about you and you being defended. It's about that person who's attacking you and you attacking them better. So you're no longer thinking about yourself. You're thinking about that threat and how you're going to end it. And I know that's a more dramatic example, but you can see yourself on a stage or on TV the same way. Instead of being nervous or worried or concerned about yourself, you're just looking out at your audience, thinking, what do you need to be able to do for them? How do you best prepare yourself to deliver what they need? Because they haven't come there for you. They've come there for what you have prepared for them. In the public speaking world, you come across ideas like this all the time, that an audience wants to be informed, educated, entertained, that they're really asking just one question: why should I care? You are there to deliver them that why. They are there for a better experience that you are there to deliver for them. And that's what we're covering in this track. A way of thinking of your speaking in terms of the experience that you are there to deliver for your audience. Two examples of ways to think about this as we dive deeper into this idea. Now, to think of that Steve Jobs presentation where he launched iPhone. And you may not have seen it. If you haven't, I recommend that you go and watch it because it's such a great presentation in the way he sets it up.